Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Q100 and The Bert Show. It is 9:12. In a couple of seconds here, we'll talk to Mandy and Brian. They've had a dream to travel the world together. They're not married, and they're going to travel. Like, even if you take a weekend with somebody you're just going out with, I think getting through that weekend speaks volumes about your relationship.
If you can travel well together.
If you can travel well together, you can do okay.
You have to, yeah. You have to have a trip together to really know. Like I always say, in a new relationship, you have to have your first fight just to see how you fight. And you have to have a first trip. So you kind of get, instead of, that's where the politeness kind of comes down.
Like, yeah.
When you first date, you're showing your, you're giving your best foot forward or whatever. And so you're trying to be polite and sweet and say the right thing or whatever. But on a trip, you're worn down. You can't do it. And when you finally argue, then you kind of get some realness going on.
And it's all about give and take, too. One person generally wants to do one thing. The other person doesn't want to do it. And you have to give and take all the time. If you can travel well together, you'll be all right. So they have a dream to travel around the world together. And we just may be following along with them. All right, Mandy, Brian, you guys there?
Yeah, hey.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right, Mandy, it's been a while since we talked to you, so just refresh us a little bit on exactly why you guys haven't taken this trip yet and how long y'all been going out.
Brian and I have been together probably about a year and a half now, and when we started dating, he had this idea of he wanted to travel, and I thought it was a great idea, so I just kind of tagged along, and as our relationship progressed, we got kind of serious about, okay, we're together when we're really going to do this, and so we had planned to leave back in September, and a few months before then, I kind of chickened out and thought, oh my God, I have so much I'm leaving behind. This is big, and I completely chickened out. And so we got, you know, he thought he was going to go when we broke up for a little bit, and then he decided to stay, and we got back together, and then a little bit later, I thought, you know, I still want to do this. I'm going to regret it if we don't. Let's just do it. So we're now working towards getting rid of our stuff and getting out of here, hopefully in May.
All right, Brian.
May.
Wow, so it's coming up quick. Brian, is there anything you want to add to the history of the relationship?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
How long were you all broken up?
It was just a couple of months, right? Yeah.
For what reason?
Because I was still going to go, and she decided to stay here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you just said, you know, you're getting things ready to go. What do you do? What's the process in getting ready for a trip around the world?
Like, there's so many things that you just don't even think about. Like, the first thing you think about is, well, I got to get rid of all my stuff and I got to save up money. Like, that's what everybody thinks about. But then now we're dealing with, you know, I'm trying to track down yellow fever vaccine and we need to get travel insurance and all this other random stuff. You know, we got to, like, set up an account to pool our money for the trip and that sort of thing.
Do you guys have it mapped out where you're going to start and where you're going to end?
We haven't mapped out where we're going to start, but I think kind of the appeal of the trip is that it's sort of not set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now we're sort of planning a few days around May 10th, somewhere in there, catching a flight to Singapore and starting in Southeast Asia and then seeing where that takes us.
We got to get you guys in touch with Susie. I mean, we did this same thing a couple of years ago with Around the World Susie, who was traveling the world as a single woman all by herself. And we followed her. Each week she would call in from a different corner of the earth, and we would talk to her about what's going on traveling as a woman. And what we want to do with these guys is do the same thing, because it's a little different angle here. Because like we said before, traveling together, man, that brings up issues quick, really quick.
Yeah,
Yeah. Well, and it's what we're doing is kind of different from just taking a vacation. Like, a vacation is just nice and relaxing, and everything's kind of already planned, but we have to haggle every day for where are we going to stay and where are we going to go tomorrow. So, yeah, we definitely had to have a lot of talks about, well, what if I want to do this? Or is it okay if I buy stuff and, you know, and had to, how are we going to compromise on this?
I definitely want to follow you guys doing that.
Yeah. Well, why do I have a feeling like a couple of months into this, Ryan is staying and Mandy's hosting the show with us.
Coming back. someone's going to be living in my house and someone else will have my job. So I don't really have anywhere to come back to. Once I get rid of everything, I'm kind of gone.
Yeah, the last time we talked to you, I think we were waiting for you to sell the house, and that was the last piece of the puzzle. And when you did that, then you guys could start taking this thing a little bit more seriously. So it appears as though that's happening now.
Well, we don't want
to
jinx it.
I really hate to jinx it, but it does seem that we have a renter for the house.
Okay.
They've applied, and I've accepted the application, and hopefully this week we're going to be signing a lease, and they're going to move in either April 15th or May 1st or sometime within that time span. So hopefully that will fall into place completely with a contract in the next few days.
Okay.
Okay.
The obvious question here also is, have you guys traveled a lot together already?
Not really.
No.
Where have you gone together?
Miami.
I mean, you know, we've spent, you know, a few days here and there in, like, Boston, and we did the cruise thing.
That's good.
That,
so you
know,
have been on a couple trips together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing
That's
really
good.
Where they've had to struggle together, though, and
sure,
stuff
but
like
at
that,
least they have
everything.
Traveled together. This won't be their first trip away.
Right.
Yeah.
And how were those trips like? Is it where you guys were each paying your own way, or were you truly traveling as a unit where the money was pooled and all that?
Well, what we're doing actually, like I'm going to do today, is we're just setting up a checking account, and it's going to be a joint account, and we just put in equal amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
And everything we buy on the trip comes out of that.
Okay.
The easiest way to do it, rather than, well, you know, I paid for this, you need to pay for that now, and then you're $10 ahead, whatever.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's good for us.
That's really good for
that's
us.
That's going to be good stuff right there.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, don't be pessimistic.
No,
I'm just saying it makes good drama.
We're going to have fun with that.
The one thing that I think a trip that couples can take that can really test their patience with each other is, like, have you ever camped together?
Yes, we have camped together.
Okay. And how did that go?
I think that was fine. I mean, the only problem is, I will take the blame for this, I picked a really cool park, but I didn't realize that the camping part is nowhere near as cool as, like, the day trails.
Mm-hmm.
So we hiked in thinking we were going to have all this time to play and explore these really cool canyons.
Mm-hmm.
And where the campsites are, it's kind of far away from that. So it was basically kind of in the middle of the woods. And so we just had a lot of time to sit around and hang out, like, at our campsite. So let's play Yahtzee again. But
which is a great story to tell.
Side.
And that's a great story to tell, and one that you can deal with when you know that you're going to be home on Monday morning.
Yeah.
But if you're 7 months into a year-long, you know, traveling campaign and that happens, the attitude may be a little bit different.
What I think
it's going to be fine.
I think is going to be fun to listen to, although I'm sure it will not be an issue, though, is with the joint checking account or the joint, you know, dollar amounts, so you guys are sharing everything, you're going to go to a hotel that one of you is going to think is too expensive. Or you're going to have a meal, or like if one of you goes out separate from the other and comes home with a really great souvenir from that joint account that you each put money in, so you're each going to have a say. Like, are you negotiating the terms of who spends what before you leave? Or,
well, yeah, we've kind of talked about that a bit. I mean, that is going to be an issue, sure. But we figured out, you know, all right, you know, if I have this beer, you can buy that cheap souvenir. And, you know, twice a week we need to stay in a nicer place so we can shower, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But,
do you have a daily budget?
Not really.
Depends on where we are, really. I mean, like, in Southeast Asia, the budget's going to be a lot lower than if we end up in, like, Eastern Europe or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it may just kind of change depending on, like, what the going rate is. We just agreed to try to just be as cheap as possible.
Right.
Yeah, and it's hard to figure out, like, how much you're going to spend just reading the Lonely Planet guide, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Sure.
Like, get there, and it's different.
Monica has some advice for you. Hey, Monica, you're on Q100.
Good morning, y'all. Love your show.
Thank you.
This is very exciting for them. And I just wanted to share a tip about traveling that you may not have thought about. Now, he did mention travel insurance.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company that I have heard of. I don't know much about them, but I've heard of them. I think they're called AirMed. And if you're traveling the world and something happens to you, like let's say you you break your leg or you get really sick or who knows what could happen in any of these countries. Like he was saying, yellow fever, all this stuff. They will actually fly you home to the States for your medical care, which to me is priceless, no matter what it costs. And I don't think it's very expensive, but I had just heard of it last year, and I thought, man, if I ever go on a world trip, I'm going to totally get this insurance. And I just wanted to share that with you in case you wanted to check it out.
Yeah, Susie was telling us that she ran into that, too. I mean, there are some places in the world where they are literally performing dentistry in the streets. I think she said it was Calcutta. So to have that kind of insurance and that kind of peace of mind and safety net, that might be something you guys want to look into.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
that's a big part of travel insurance. We were looking at MedX, but it's the same sort of thing as AirMed. You know, it's like minor local coverage, or if it's a severe event, we'll fly you home.
Mandy, how does your family feel about you traveling?
You know, honestly, they're not big fans.
No,
really? No.
Well, they like me. They know that I love to travel, and so they love me going on short trips because I can go and take pictures and come back and tell them about it. But this one, I think it's a little harder because I'm going to be gone for so long, and I keep trying to tell them, if this was someone else's kid, you'd probably think this was really cool. And they've kind of admitted that it's cool and it's adventurous, but in that selfish, you know, kind of thing of, and mom and dad, I'm not calling selfish, but, you know, in that selfish kind of, we want you here with us sort of thing, and also just worrying about me. So
do they have problems with
around to it, but not big fans.
They have issues with Brian?
No, they both love Brian, and my dad, even last night when I was talking to him, he said something about be careful or be safe. And I said, well, Brian's, you know, going to take really good care of me. And my dad said, I know, and that's part of why, you know, I feel better about this and I feel okay with this because I know you'll be with him.
From the tornado.
That's cool.
I would eventually love my 5.5-year-old when he gets older to travel and see the world. But I know that I'll have the same kind of insecurity that your folks have. I mean, you're just so out of control of the situation. And I think your kids are always your kids. And you're always going to worry, you know?
Well, and I keep telling, and this is the distance of how long we're going to go without seeing each other. So I keep telling them, you know, meet me somewhere. And so that way, you know, they get to travel and see their daughter.
That's a good idea. It's something to look forward to, too. Mm-hmm.
Have we established that this is a year-long trip, or is this open-ended?
Actually, we're saying like a year and a half.
Wow. Okay. Man, that is a long time. You know, when I was just in Chile a couple of weeks ago, and I met people that had been traveling for 3 years. I don't know how they could do it.
I wish we had that kind of money. Because we're kind of open-ended and, you know, we'll do it until we get tired of it or our money runs out. But, yeah, we're saying like a year or two. Mm-hmm.
Do you already know about big events that you're going to miss, like friends' weddings or babies that are set to be born, things like that?
Nothing definite, but I do have a friend that's trying to get pregnant. And so I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to feel really terrible if she gets pregnant and I miss the pregnancy and the baby.
How about you, Brian? Is there anything there?
Not that I know of. Okay. Oh, wait, no, actually, I just found out last week one of my own buddies is having a kid, but...
You don't really care about that, yeah.
Well, she lives in St. Louis anyway, so it's like, you guys don't really get into the whole baby thing.
You get to meet the kid when he's 7, don't worry about
you're
it.
Like, whatever.
All right, let's touch base with you guys again in a couple of weeks. I think the next step here is when you get that contract signed, then we'll start to work on our end also. Like, we'll call Verizon Wireless because they were the ones that helped us out last time, and hopefully they will this time also. And we'll get you guys a phone or a couple of phones, and where you travel, we'll just follow along with you guys, and you can blog for us, and we'll do the same thing that we did with Susie if you guys are up on it.
Yeah, if you're talking to Verizon, see if you can get us out of our contract too.
All right, let me see if I can pull some strings for you. It's going to take somebody more than me to do that for you.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We are also going to link on over to their website right now. You guys have redone the website, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm still working on adding the slideshow, but we don't really have any travel pictures yet. So,
okay. And it's mandyandbrian.com, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we have a link on over to it from our website. All right, why don't you guys give us a call when you've got the renter in the house and you're 100% sure you're taking off.
Okay.
All right, when we buy our tickets, we'll let you know.
Okay, is there anything that we can do for you guys on our end? You need anything else?
We have a cat to get rid of.
A cat?
Yeah, that's true. We got to get Dewey adopted.
Bert loves cats.
Yeah, just bring it over to Bert's house.
Forget.
Oh, that's perfect for you, Bert.
Bert, that is such a sweet offer you just made to them.
Oh, totally. Aww. What's your kitty cat's name?
His name is Dewey. We didn't actually name him. I'm supposed to just be his foster mom.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of seems that the agency that I'm fostering him through has kind of forgotten about him. And so I'm really afraid that if we give him back, they're just going to, I don't know what they're going to do with
Yeah.
him.
Well, Bert would never let that happen. So Dewey has a safe
Well, the first
place.
Thing I'll do is I'll rename him Windsor Parkway because that's where he's going to be living.
Oh, no. Oh, dude.
Oh.
Dewey.
We'll find somebody to take your cat.
Okay, great.
Okay. Just give us a call back when you guys are 100% sure,
no,
okay?
No, I don't want you to give her that offer.
What, to find the cat?
Because
it's not
going
to be me, I promise
we
you
were
that.
Joking, but there's an animal rights issue here.
If it was a dog,
right.
I'd entertain the idea.
A cat's rights issue.
Tori wanted them to know that it's insuremytrip.com is the website that you can go to. If you're going to do some traveling, they'll fly you back to the States if anything happens to you.
The Bert Show.